the United States of America forever into perpetuity. Now, what has happened is you have been impacted by the planners ever since. Now, these ones were already in place. They, in your time, can be recognized right back to the Rothschilds. And these ones have never, ever lost sight of their goal. And that is to rule the world and own all assets in the world. Period. All. They set up their banking institution. The Federal Reserve is what basically economically pulled down your nation. It is a private enterprise, a private corporation set forth by these bankers. Now, the intent is to pull down all banks, bring them into no more than 5 banks, period. They will control all currency. As we move along here, they're very happy to transfer gold in exchange for currency because they will collapse the currency. And you will be replacing it with other bits of paper or debit cards. So my recommendation to my people is to go ahead and don't think that you are clever enough to get out of their system. You were birthed into the system of the beast. The point is to maintain your integrity and your survival, because there must be a remnant get through this transition period. And how are you going to do it if you stand up there and say, I am not going to play ball with you. I am against you. I'm going to shoot you if you come to my door. They are going to come, because I want to tell you now, precious ones, your enemy doesn't have to have an Uzi machine gun. He's got photon phasers. And there are beam systems out there that can pulverize this planet through vibration in a matter of 15 minutes or less.
Well, now, and even exclusive of weaponry, if they have control of our money system, they have control of us.
Yes.
And in this regard, I think it's of some interest, the remarks that you were publishing in the Phoenix Journals, liberators, I mean, concerning the financial system in Japan and the hazard of having 10 of the world's largest banks in jeopardy of collapsing, and this generating a necessity, so far as the Japanese economy is concerned, of contracting loans that have been made in the United States, which will have a very direct impact upon the United States, and particularly in California, which is, of course, very important to Nevada, because it's California's economy that supplies many of our tourist dollars.
Yes.
So some of the characteristics that I thought were interesting about the Japanese structure is that in Japan, banks are permitted to hold common stock, and they have, in many instances, held a large percentage of the available publicly traded stock, which artificially elevated the price of those stocks and permitted the banks to then make loans on the basis of an elevated price of their own stock holdings. However, when there were some reversals and there were efforts being made due to the fact that apparently even the Japanese banks, as are our banks today, being subjected to increased capital requirements, this means that they have to sell some stock. When they sell some stock, it depresses the price, it depresses their capital structure, and they have to call in loans.
Yes.
So from that little thumbnail sketch, we can see that there is a major player in the world economics that has had a very important influence on the American economy that is about to engage in a marked contraction of available credit that we have been using in our own economy. And so I think maybe we better take our commercial break now and come back and start discussing the effect of the collapse of the Japanese credit system upon the United States and what we here in Nevada might be able to do to avert it so far as our Nevada economy is concerned.
Very good.
Okay, well, we're taking a few commercials now, and we do have or are preparing a draft state-owned and operated commercial bank patterned after the Bank of North Dakota, which probably will be ready for introduction next January. We're still exploring. We were conferring yesterday with a local banker to see what his ideas were, and he's given us some pretty good insight as to how this could help to improve our economic and financial autonomy in Nevada, and it might insulate us some from the general contraction that would otherwise be visited upon us if we don't have any substitute. Many of our banks in Nevada now are controlled outside the state, in California, for example. And if they get into trouble with their loans in California, they have to contract lending in Nevada, which is very bad in a state that has the fastest rate of growth in the country. So if we can get a Nevada version of the Bank of North Dakota online, that's one way that we can take up some of this slack. Another way is to monetize some of our silver by means of our Nevada silver coin bill proposal, which would make 1 ounce $20 silver pieces a legal tender within the confines of the state of Nevada. And so those will be some of the ideas that we can review when we come out of this current commercial break.
All right.
Right. This is Dave Horton with KPTL Talk Radio, AM 1300 in Carson City, Nevada. Our guest is Commander Giorgio Sirius Hatton, and we've been discussing some of the information that Commander Hatton supplied through the Phoenix Liberators dealing with the effect of increasing the capital requirements on Japanese banks, just as it has the similar increase of capital requirements on American banks is having an effect of drying up available credit, even though interest rates are being pulled down. And the spin-off effect on the Nevada economy of the Japanese drawing much of the capital that they've put into the American economy, drawing that capital out because they need it in order to cover their economic base in Japan. When this happens, we will be suffering from a rather acute capital shortage. And one of the ways we have maybe averting that would be with a state-owned and operated commercial bank patterned after the Bank of North Dakota, which would multiply the available purchasing power that we can use in our Nevada economy. Commander Hatton, do you have any information with regard to the ability of, let's say, a banking system that has some unused or unloaned credit to soften the economic impact of a contraction of the available purchasing power in the United States?
Well, it's a very, very complicated system that you're talking about here, and I don't think we can adequately discuss it in the length of time allowed.
Maybe we
let us talk
just the effect of the impending contraction in Japan upon the American economy, and particularly the California economy, because they're going to be controlling a lot of the Nevada deposits now that the interstate banks have taken over about 90% of the Nevada banks.
Yes, well, we can briefly talk about that, because obviously, there is a great impact. Japan has put a lot of money in. But the major thing that has hurt your nation is the fact that Japan had been, through the trilateralist agreements, buying your debt. And this is where a lot of the money has been made. Also, there is a lot of counterfeit money running around that we won't have to go into right here. You're talking about starting a bank, a state-controlled bank.
Yes.
But is this going to have an interrelationship? You come under federal guidelines?
Well, it would be a state, wouldn't be a state chartered, but a state created bank that would have deposited in it some of the already created capital sources that are now being largely loaned outside of Nevada. For example, the PERS portfolio is several billion dollars.
Yes.
Then we have PERS portfolio is several hundred million. Strike that. First statement's correct. Public Employees Retirement, or PERS system, is several billion dollars. Our SIIS, which is an industrial insurance fund, is several hundred million dollars. And then also the treasurer has control through the deposits that have been made with his office, also of several hundred million dollars.
Well, my question is, are you planning to have an interrelationship with the Federal Reserve?
There, I believe, will be.
Well, right there is the downfall of the plan. Forgive me.
Well, with regard to the ordinary operation of a bank and the accessibility through what's sometimes referred to as the rediscount window of having access to Federal Reserve currency.
Well, let me just tell you what the Planners 2000 plan to do, and then we'll see what we need to talk about.
Okay.
The plan is to bring into play emergency regulations. Since 1970, the president of your nation has written authority to close your country in every way and bring into law FEMA regulations. That means that the moment you have a currency or economic crisis, he can bring into play that moment emergency banking regulations, which will close all banks. You will be subject to, now, whatever they do in that period of time, let me give you the worst scenario. You will be subject to bank closure. You will be subject to, when it opens, only to be allowed to withdraw certain and rather small amounts of money. I'm talking now about citizens. They have the physical, legal right to come in and confiscate all precious metals. They have already done that in the early 30s with gold.
Yes.
Right from basically your own safe deposit boxes. They have the right to come in under martial law, literally with United Nations troops, and pull this off. All state sovereign items will be safer than any other. But to think that if you have a link with that federal government and its regulations at all, that you can escape, you won't be able to. However, there are some things that we have studied very carefully, and I can only honor Nevada for this. And I especially honor the Laughlins in Carson City, because this is where the lessons were learned the best and the trial runs were made to test the security of the corporate system. Well, obviously, the reason it is so good is because so many of the elite, moneyed people in the United States of America know how to manage their money. And it used to be that all major corporations would incorporate in the state of Delaware.
Yes.
Or offshore. Well, it gets more and more difficult to bring anything onshore from these distant banks or corporations. So let us talk about, again, the worst scenario. If you are incorporated in the state of Nevada, you are sheltered by privacy. The only state left in the United States of America where you can have ownership privacy. And one person can own a corporation and make it work for family estate planning, for anything. Now, you're going to have men of every other state tell you can't be done. That is not true. This will be told to you by the lawyers and the CPAs because they instantly lose their job. You don't have probate. Old corporations never die. They just get a new president, and Junior can take it over. So you don't even tie up the bank account. So that is one sheltering mechanism that I cannot give enough appreciation to Nevada for. For the same reason that that has been so carefully tended, and when there are, instead of a franchise tax, which your public would like to levy against these corporations, your government has been smart enough in protecting these corporations to just assess an amount. And they will say, well, maybe this year and next year we won't have to. But that then can be, those extra assessments can be put into your public retirement funds and your working school system, etc., and still protect the sovereignty of those corporations. Any bank would be subject to federal regulation. And as long as you, I don't see any way to avoid it. Because, you see, you have given away your sovereignty by allowing them to make these rules in the first place and allowing these executive orders to be signed. So that basically at this moment that you are existing, your president of the United States is a full-blown accepted dictator. Now, within the last month, a United Nations resolution was signed, was ratified by your Congress, and they didn't even have a quorum. But they did it just before everyone went on vacation, ratified it by voice vote. No senator even had to put his name on it. And it passed. And it now becomes factual law because there is nothing that supersedes a treaty. Nothing in your government supersedes a treaty, and you just made a treaty with the United Nations with nobody present to do it. And your president insisted that it go up for ratification at that particular period of time. I'm sorry, you have a criminal heading your government.
And the ratification of this treaty was done by voice vote in
by voice vote in the Senate. It is ratified. It is law. And the only recourse you have is to pound on your senator and see why they did not insist on a written vote. And you can check it out. You can check it out.
Very good. We're coming up to another commercial break, and maybe we better get rid of the commercials, and then we'll have a few minutes before the top of the hour with our guest, Commander Georges Hatton.
Oh, my God. We're so far behind.
What's the matter?
I just don't see how to get the people awake.
Oh, yeah.
There's just, George must hold, 15,000 pages that we've written and thousands of tapes that we've made, and it to try and cover something of this magnitude. And so let me get you while you're waiting. Just cut me off when you need to. You see, the banking system could be a real asset for your state for a little while. It's an interim thing, but it could really help. The same with the utilization of your silver coin. It conserves your silver. And it that could be a very viable thing. And people could buy it and put it away.
Not only the utilization of whoops, we're coming back out of our commercials here. I'll have to
very good
accept the signal here. He's got his finger up. When he points at me, I go.
Very good.
And this is Dave Horton with KPTL Talk Radio, AM 1300 in Carson City, Nevada. We've been discussing with our guest, Commander Hatton, through Dharma that we have a possible problem with regard to dealing with the federal banking system through the Federal Reserve. We might be able to use a state-owned and operated commercial bank as kind of a mini-Fed for clearing checks through Nevada, through the Nevada banks, and for purposes of increasing the amount of available capital in the American economy. But the usurpation of legislative power by the device of treaty ratification is one of the things that a state legislature under our Constitution might conceivably challenge legislatively.
Yes.
But in the absence of such a challenge, there may be some things that our listeners would want to consider by way of how to protect themselves in these circumstances. One would be to take advantage of the privacy involved in the formation of a Nevada corporation. Another suggestion that has been made that we might review, and that is the importance of having cash on hand. If we have a bank closure such as we had in the 1930s here, having cash on hand can be a very important part of keeping our economy and our division of labor going under circumstances where there is a concerted effort being made to close it down.
Preferably
in those two measures, in your view, Commander, be useful for Nevadans to consider.
Absolutely. But keep your cash on hand in smaller bills, no more than perhaps $1,000, $2,000 in hundreds, because you will only be allowed to exchange large bills. I mean, they've got you covered, you know. It's drug money, it's this, it's that, it's the other. Any excuse to get it away from you. And they will just confiscate whatever you try to turn in above a certain amount. Count on it. So keep your higher bills to an absolute minimum. Try to keep it with 20s and 10s and then actually change, because that was minted by your government legally. And what you are talking about, the possibility of starting silver coins in the state of Nevada, you see, even outside the state of Nevada, the silver would be of value. So that would be a way for collecting of silver. It gets harder even to ponder the possibility of putting aside gold and silver coins for use later. I believe that the gold and silver coins might be the way to go, because otherwise you're just going to have to hide anything that you've got, and they are pretty good sleuthers if they decide to get it from you.
Right, but if we are using the Federal Reserve currency so far as our folding money is concerned, this will give us some local purchasing power to support, for example, the distribution of food, which is one of the most critical things when you get into an emergency. We have very limited and inadequate household food supplies these days.
That's right.
We were in much better shape in the 1930s when many of our families canned some of their own food.
Well, yes, you've been put to sleep intentionally. You have been mesmerized.
And we can handle some of this by means that we will be able to discuss after the news at the top of the hour. And we'll go into some of the things that can handle emergency, not only from the standpoint of economic viability, but also from the standpoint of being able to keep ourselves nourished in the event that the economy closes down. Which would be the same type of protection that we would need from the photon belt. So we're coming up to the top of the hour, and we'll have about a five-minute ABC News break, and we'll be back with our guest, Commander Hatton. Okay.
Very good. I thought I was through.
Oh, okay. No, we have another hour.
Oh, that's good, because
I'll have to take a break now myself and go flip the tape over so that we'll have something here that we can make available to those who may have missed the program.
Very good.
And I think we'll just stay connected here so we won't run a risk. Now, after the top of the hour, I may try to take some calls, and I'm not sure about the technical mechanics. Maybe I can confer with our engineer now that we're on ABC Newsbreak and find out whether, in his view, we'll be able to take calls with the present hookup. So will we be able to take calls, you think? Okay, he says we'll give it a go. If we lose contact, we'll try dialing the same number again and bring it back. But maybe we can review the measures that can be done to help the ability of individuals to survive. And then if we can take some calls, we'll find out what is troubling the citizens out there and what might be provided by way of information to help them out.
Well, Dave, let me suggest that when I get an opportunity, first off, to be able to tell the people how I communicate. We've lost him. Have we lost you?
When we come back on, we can explain the...
I would like to just...
Translation through Dharma?
Absolutely, because this is just the hardest thing for ones. They want to put her in the position of Jay-Z Knight and Ramtha, and it is just ridiculous. And if I were Russian and you don't speak Russian, you'd have to have an interpreter. On the other hand, it isn't quite like that. It is total radio signal. I come in at 1694.3 on a high-frequency band. All you pick up is a shrill tone. And we have a lot of ones who pick it up and then complain because they can't understand me.
Right.
Well, I want to explain to the people that this is not mystical. This is very, very physical.
Okay.
And when they get hung up on extraterrestrial, they have to understand. They expect God back again some way. Where do they expect him from? Well, obviously from out there somewhere,
right.
Which means totally extraterrestrial. So let's see if we can get aside this mystical nonsense about UFOs.
Okay. I'll go flip my tape and I'll be right back.
All right.
Great host.
The United States of America forever into perpetuity. Now what has happened is you have been impacted by the planners ever since. Now these ones were already in place. They in your time can be recognized right back to the Rothschilds. And these ones have never, ever lost sight of their goal. And that is to rule the world and own all assets in the world. Period. All. They set up their banking institution. The Federal Reserve is what basically economically pulled down your nation. It is a private enterprise, a private corporation set forth by these bankers. Now the intent is to pull down all banks, bring them into no more than five banks, period. They will control all currency. As we move along here, they're very happy to transfer gold in exchange for currency because they will collapse the currency. And you will be replacing it with other bits of paper or debit cards. So my recommendation to my people is to go ahead and don't think that you are clever enough to get out of their system. You were birthed into the system of the beast. The point is to maintain your integrity and your survival because there must be a remnant get through this transition period. And how are you going to do it if you stand up there and say, I am not going to play ball with you. I am against you. I'm going to shoot you if you come to my door. They are going to come because I want to tell you now, precious ones, your enemy doesn't have to have an Uzi machine gun. He's got photon phasers. And there are beam systems out there that can pulverize this planet through vibration in a matter of 15 minutes or less.
Well, now, and even exclusive of weaponry, if they have control of our money system, they have control of us.
Yes.
And in this regard, I think it's of some interest, the remarks that you were publishing in the Phoenix Journals, Liberators, I mean, concerning the financial system in Japan and the hazard of having 10 of the world's largest banks in jeopardy of collapsing, and this generating a necessity, so far as the Japanese economy is concerned, of contracting loans that have been made in the United States, which will have a very direct impact upon the United States, and particularly in California, which is, of course, very important to Nevada, because it's California's economy that supplies many of our tourist dollars.
Yes.
So some of the characteristics that I thought were interesting about the Japanese structure is that in Japan, banks are permitted to hold common stock, and they have, in many instances, held a large percentage of the available publicly traded stock, which artificially elevated the price of those stocks and permitted the banks to then make loans on the basis of an elevated price of their own stock holdings. However, when there were some reversals and there were efforts being made due to the fact that apparently even the Japanese banks, as are our banks today, being subjected to increased capital requirements, this means that they have to sell some stock. When they sell some stock, it depresses the price, it depresses their capital structure, and they have to call in loans.
Yes.
So from that little thumbnail sketch, we can see that there is a major player in the world economics that has had a very important influence on the American economy that is about to engage in a marked contraction of available credit that we have been using in our own economy. And so I think maybe we better take our commercial break now and come back and start discussing the effect of the collapse of the Japanese credit system upon the United States and what we here in Nevada might be able to do to avert it so far as our Nevada economy is concerned.
Very good.
Okay, well, we're taking a few commercials now, and we do have, or are preparing, a draft state-owned and operated commercial bank patterned after the Bank of North Dakota, which probably will be ready for introduction next January. We're still exploring. We were conferring yesterday with a local banker to see what his ideas were, and he's given us some pretty good insight as to how this could help to improve our economic and financial autonomy in Nevada, and it might insulate us some from the general contraction that would otherwise be visited upon us if we don't have any substitute. Many of our banks in Nevada now are controlled outside the state, in California, for example. And if they get into trouble with their loans in California, they have to contract lending in Nevada, which is very bad in a state that has the fastest rate of growth in the country. So if we can get a Nevada version of the Bank of North Dakota online, that's one way that we can take up some of this slack. Another way is to monetize some of our silver by means of our Nevada silver coin bill proposal, which would make 1 ounce $20 silver pieces a legal tender within the confines of the state of Nevada. And so those will be some of the ideas that we can review when we come out of this
All right.
But this is Dave Horton with KPTL Talk Radio, AM 1300 in Carson City, Nevada. Our guest is Commander Giorgio Ceres Hatton, and we've been discussing some of the information that Commander Hatton supplied through the Phoenix Liberators dealing with the effect of increasing the capital requirements on Japanese banks, just as it has the similar increase of capital requirements on American banks is having an effect of drying up available credit, even though interest rates are being pulled down. And the spin-off effect on the Nevada economy of the Japanese drawing much of the capital that they've put into the American economy, drawing that capital out because they need it in order to cover their economic base in Japan. When this happens, we will be suffering from a rather acute capital shortage. And one of the ways we have maybe averting that would be with a state-owned and operated commercial bank patterned after the Bank of North Dakota, which would multiply the available purchasing power that we can use in our Nevada economy. Commander Hatton, do you have any information with regard to the ability of, let's say, a banking system that has some unused or unloaned credit to soften the economic impact of a contraction of the available purchasing power in the United States?
Well, it's a very, very complicated system that you're talking about here, and I don't think we can adequately discuss it in the length of time allowed.
Maybe we
let us talk
just the effect of the impending contraction in Japan upon the American economy, and particularly the California economy, because they're going to be controlling a lot of the Nevada deposits now that the interstate banks have taken over about 90% of the Nevada banks.
Yes, well, we can briefly talk about that, because obviously there is a great impact. Japan has put a lot of money in, but the major thing that has hurt your nation is the fact that Japan had been, through the trilateralist agreements, buying your debt. And this is where a lot of the money has been made. Also, there is a lot of counterfeit money running around that we won't have to go into right here. You're talking about starting a bank, a state-controlled bank.
Yes.
But is this going to have an interrelationship? You come under federal guidelines?
Well, it would be a state, wouldn't be a state charter, but a state-created bank that would have deposited in it some of the already created capital sources that are now being largely loaned outside of Nevada. For example, the PERS portfolio is several billion dollars.
Yes.
Then we have PERS portfolio is several hundred million. Strike that. First statement's correct. Public Employees Retirement, or PERS system, is several billion dollars. Our SIIS, which is an industrial insurance fund, is several hundred million dollars, and then also the treasurer has control through the deposits that have been made with his office, also of several hundred million dollars.
Well, my question is, are you planning to have an interrelationship with the Federal Reserve?
There, I believe, will be.
Well, right there is the downfall of the plan. Forgive me.
Well, with regard to the ordinary operation of a bank and the accessibility through what's sometimes referred to as the rediscount window of having access to Federal Reserve currency.
Well, let me just tell you what the Planners 2000 plan to do, and then we'll see what we need to talk about.
Okay.
The The plan is to bring into play emergency regulations. Since 1970, the president of your nation has written authority to close your country in every way and bring into law FEMA regulations. That means that the moment you have a currency or economic crisis, he can bring into play that moment emergency banking regulations, which will close all banks. You will be subject to, now whatever they do in that period of time, let me give you the worst scenario. You will be subject to bank closure. You will be subject to, when it opens, only to be allowed to withdraw certain and rather small amounts of money. I'm talking now about citizens. They have the physical, legal right to come in and confiscate all precious metals. They have already done that in the early 30s with gold.
Yes.
Right from basically your own safe deposit boxes. They have the right to come in under martial law, literally with United Nations troops, and pull this off. All state sovereign items will be safer than any other. But to think that if you have a link with that federal government and its regulations at all, that you can escape, you won't be able to. However, there are some things that we have studied very carefully, and I can only honor Nevada for this. And I especially honor the Laughlins in Carson City, because this is where the lessons were learned the best and the trial runs were made to test the security of the corporate system. Well, obviously, the reason it is so good is because so many of the elite, moneyed people in the United States of America know how to manage their money. And it used to be that all major corporations would incorporate in the state of Delaware.
Yes.
Or offshore. Well, it gets more and more difficult to bring anything onshore from these distant banks or corporations. So let us talk about, again, the worst scenario. If you are incorporated in the state of Nevada, you are sheltered by privacy. The only state left in the United States of America where you can have ownership privacy. And one person can own a corporation and make it work for family estate planning, for anything. Now you're going to have men of every other state tell you can't be done. That is not true. This will be told to you by the lawyers and the CPAs because they instantly lose their job. You don't have probate. Old corporations never die. They just get a new president and Junior can take it over. So you don't even tie up the bank account. So that is one sheltering mechanism that I cannot give enough appreciation to Nevada for. For the same reason that that has been so carefully tended, and when there are, instead of a franchise tax, which your public would like to levy against these corporations, your government has been smart enough in protecting these corporations to just assess an amount. And they will say, well, maybe this year and next year we won't have to. But that then can be, those extra assessments can be put into your public retirement funds and your working school system, etc., and still protect the sovereignty of those corporations. Any bank will be subject to federal regulation. And as long as you, I don't see any way to avoid it. Because you see, you have given away your sovereignty by allowing them to make these rules in the first place and allowing these executive orders to be signed. So that basically at this moment that you are existing, your president of the United States is a full blown, accepted dictator. Now, within the last month, a United Nations resolution was signed, was ratified by your Congress, and they didn't even have a quorum. But they did it just before everyone went on vacation, ratified it by voice vote. No senator even had to put his name on it. And it passed. And it now becomes factual law because there is nothing that supersedes a treaty. Nothing in your government supersedes a treaty. And you just made a treaty with the United Nations with nobody present to do it. And your president insisted that it go up for ratification at that particular period of time. I'm sorry, you have a criminal heading your government.
And the ratification of this treaty was done by voice vote in
by voice vote in the Senate. It is ratified. It is law. And the only recourse you have is to pound on your senator and see why they did not insist on a written vote. And you can check it out. You can check it out.
Very good. We're coming up to another commercial break, and maybe we better get rid of the commercials, and then we'll have a few minutes before the top of the hour with our guest, Commander Georges Hatton.
Oh, my God. We're so far behind.
What's the matter?
I just don't see how to get the people awake.
Oh, yeah.
There's just, George must hold, 15,000 pages that we've written,
mm-hmm.
and thousands of tapes that we've made, and it to try and cover something of this magnitude. And so let me get you while you're waiting. Just cut me off when you need to. You see, the banking system could be a real asset for your state for a little while. It's an interim thing, but it could really help. The same with the utilization of your silver coin. It conserves your silver. And it that could be a very viable thing. And people could buy it and put it away.
Not only the utilization of whoops, we're coming back out of our commercials here. I'll have to
very good.
Accept the signal here. He's got his finger up. When he points at me, I go.
Very good.
And this is Dave Horton with KPTL Talk Radio, AM 1300 in Carson City, Nevada. We've been discussing with our guest, Commander Hatton, through Dharma that we have a possible problem with regard to dealing with the federal banking system through the Federal Reserve. We might be able to use a state-owned and operated commercial bank as kind of a mini-Fed for clearing checks through Nevada through the Nevada banks, and for purposes of increasing the amount of available capital in the American economy. But the usurpation of legislative power by the device of treaty ratification is one of the things that a state legislature under our Constitution might conceivably challenge legislatively.
Yes.
But in the absence of such a challenge, there may be some things that our listeners would want to consider by way of how to protect themselves in these circumstances. One would be to take advantage of the privacy involved in the formation of a Nevada corporation. Another suggestion that has been made that we might review, and that is the importance of having cash on hand. If we have a bank closure such as we had in the 1930s here, having cash on hand can be a very important part of keeping our economy and our division of labor going under circumstances where there is a concerted effort being made to close it down.
Preferably
those two measures, in your view, Commander, be useful for Nevadans to consider.
Absolutely. But keep your cash on hand in smaller bills, no more than perhaps $1,000, $2,000 in hundreds, because you will only be allowed to exchange large bills. I mean, they've got you covered, you know. It's drug money, it's this, it's that, it's the other. Any excuse to get it away from you. And they will just confiscate whatever you try to turn in above a certain amount. Count on it. So keep your higher bills to an absolute minimum. Try to keep it with 20s and 10s and then actually change, because that was minted by your government legally. And what you are talking about, the possibility of starting silver coins in the state of Nevada, you see, even outside the state of Nevada, the silver would be of value. So that would be a way for collecting of silver. It gets harder even to ponder the possibility of putting aside gold and silver coins for use later. I believe that the gold and silver coins might be the way to go, because otherwise you're just going to have to hide anything that you've got, and they are pretty good sleuthers if they decide to get it from you.
Right, but if we are using the Federal Reserve currency, so far as our folding money is concerned, this will give us some local purchasing power to support, for example, the distribution of food, which is one of the most critical things when you get into an emergency. We have very limited and inadequate household food supplies these days.
That's right.
We were in much better shape in the 1930s when many of our families canned some of their own food.
Well, yes, you've been put to sleep intentionally. You have been mesmerized.
And we can handle some of this by means that we will be able to discuss after the news at the top of the hour. And we'll go into some of the things that can handle emergency, not only from the standpoint of economic viability, but also from the standpoint of being able to keep ourselves nourished in the event that the economy closes down, which would be the same type of protection that we would need from the photon belt. So we're coming up to the top of the hour, and we'll have about a five-minute ABC News break, and we'll be back with our guest, Commander Hatton. Okay.
Very good. I thought I was through.
Oh, okay. No, we have another hour.
Oh, that's good, because...
I'll have to take a break now myself and go flip the tape over so that we'll have something here that we can make available to those who may have missed the program.
Very good.
And I think we'll just stay connected here so we won't run a risk. Now, after the top of the hour, I may try to take some calls, and I'm not sure about the technical mechanics. Maybe I can confer with our engineer now that we're on ABC News break and find out whether, in his view, we'll be able to take calls with the present hookup. So
well,
will we be able to take calls, you think? Okay, he says we'll give it a go. If we lose contact, we'll try dialing the same number again and bring it back. But maybe we can review the measures that can be done to help the ability of individuals to survive. And then if we can take some calls, we'll find out what is troubling the citizens out there and what might be provided by way of information to help them out.
Well, Dave, let me suggest that when I get an opportunity, first off, to be able to tell the people how I communicate. We've lost him.
Have we lost you? When we come back on, we can explain the...
I would like to just...
Translation through Dharma?
Absolutely, because this is just the hardest thing for ones. They want to put her in the position of Jay-Z Knight and Ramtha, and it is just ridiculous. And if I were Russian and you don't speak Russian, you'd have to have an interpreter. On the other hand, it isn't quite like that. It is total radio signal. I come in at 1694.3 on a high frequency band. All you pick up is a shrill tone. And we have a lot of ones who pick it up and then complain because they can't understand me.
Right.
Well, I want to explain to the people that this is not mystical. This is very, very physical. And when they get hung up on extraterrestrial, they have to understand, they expect God back again some way. Where do they expect him from? Well, obviously from out there somewhere, which means totally extraterrestrial. So let's see if we can get aside this mystical nonsense about UFOs.
Okay. I'll go flip my tape and I'll be right back.
All right.
Great host.